Hey girlies, and welcome back to the pod. So today we have a super special guest. It is my twin sister, Hadley, and we're all super excited to have her on, and I definitely know this was a highly requested episode, so we're just gonna go through a bunch of stuff about twins and sister stuff. So Hadley, you can introduce yourself if you want.
Hey bros, yeah, like Carmen said, I'm her twin. I'm glad I'm considered super special. yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to say about myself. We're both 17.
Oh yeah, today is our birthday. It's actually Friday when we're recording,
so and, that's exciting. And, I'm the better one, so, yeah. Let's get started with the podcast.
Okay, so we're gonna do best and worst of the week. We'll start out with best, and we can both do it.
So. Wait, no, why don't you do best, and then worst, and then I'll do best and worst.
So we're just going to start out with best and worst of the week, and I guess I'll just go first. So my best of the week is that school is over, and it's break, and also it's my birthday, so I'm just going to group that into one thing. So I'm super excited, because school has been kind of stressful, so I'm happy to have a break. Sad thing, though, is that all of our friends are out of town, so it's just going to be the fam over break.
Yeah, that's super sad.
Oh, I thought I was going to go, but go ahead.
Oh, you're still going?
Well, okay,
I'll take over this podcast, and if I had a podcast, I'd be so interesting. Anyways, my favorite thing of this week was getting my projects over with. Oh my gosh. And my least favorite thing was working on my projects. So, like, I guess the same thing was my least and most favorite part. So,
that's all I have. You kind of cut me off, so I didn't get to do my worst.
Oh.
But my worst of the week is that our brother has been super annoying, and we hate him, and we're going to kick him out of the family. Yeah, he fucking sucks. Yeah.
Wait, am I allowed to curse on here?
Yeah. You just have to make it say explicit, so. But... So, yeah, we don't like him. It's our birthday today, and he didn't even say happy birthday until, like, the middle of the day, which, like, rude. And he hasn't made us cards. He doesn't do anything
for us.
Carmen
is the only one that cares about cards. I don't care about cards.
Okay, no, it's because for our birthday, I told him the only thing I wanted was a handmade card from him. That's not hard, right? That seems super easy, super doable, and he hasn't done it. And it's literally, like, 2 p.m., on our birthday, and he hasn't made us cards.
Ugh. That's the worst.
So, yeah, we don't like him. But anyway, you should make sure to review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. You already know, okay? I say this in every episode. But yeah, so let's just get into the actual episode. So as we already said, we're just talking about, like, twin stuff, because a lot of you seemed interested in that. Which, I mean, I don't really think it's that different from having normal siblings. It's just, like, I guess kind of cool. But anyway.
No, it really isn't.
Yeah, we're just, like, normal siblings. We just hate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm the older sister.
By 1 minute.
Yeah, by 1 minute. It's a flex. So I'm older, and so this is my young child. And we are fraternal twins, meaning that we don't look the same
or act the same. Just to make that clear, I am not a girly girl.
What are you?
I am bruh.
Okay, bruh. So yeah, as you just heard bruh say, we are not the same. We have very different personalities, but like, before we get into that, I just want to talk about, like, some stuff, like, when we were younger. I don't know if Hadley remembers, but we used to look a lot more alike when we were younger. And, like, in kindergarten, teachers would actually mess us up and get us mixed up with each other. They did. And, like, we had friends' parents who could not tell us apart, which was, like, funny because we didn't even look
the same. Like, I'm not even joking. If I, you should insert a photo or something if you can.
I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know how podcasts works, but, like, we looked nothing alike. And I was always...
No, someone actually, on my story, I put a picture of us, and someone was like, oh my gosh, are you guys identical?
No, we're not, period. And, I am the funnier one, so, yeah.
Tall joke.
I can't just tell a joke.
Well, okay. So, yeah, we have a younger brother, as we already talked about him. We don't like him. And we also have two older siblings.
And a dog. Tilly has one eye. She's so cute.
They know who Tilly is. I talk about her a lot.
Oh.
But we love Tilly. Tilly, when we were just standing outside and Tilly made sure to give us lots of hugs.
We also have parents. We're not orphans.
Yeah, that's an important thing to point out. Thank you. So, Hadley, how would you describe, like, your personality?
I don't really give a shit about anything. I'm pretty funny when I want to be. Actually, no. Like, I'm not funny when I tell jokes. I'm just, like, sometimes really stupid that it comes off as me being funny. And, I don't know. I'm just, like, chill. The favorite one. Everyone likes me a lot. Yeah. How would you describe your personality?
Oh, can I describe? Wait, can we describe ourselves and then have the other describe the other person?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I would say that, I'm very detail-oriented. I'm very organized. I don't like a lot of people just because...
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I've said this before, but I don't like talking to stupid people. I just can't do it. But it's okay. I have Hadley, so that's fun. You're not stupid. You're very smart. Hadley's very smart, guys. Her English presentation she did today was very good. Okay, but anyway, so... I would say I'm pretty, I'm super nice, I'm a star athlete.
All right, so now it's my turn to describe Carmen. She's definitely not a star athlete. And yeah, she's like the prettier one, I guess.
No.
But also, I am speaking.
Ah, okay.
And she is very OCD. Like, I can't even, every time I get out of the shower, she literally comes to check to make sure I close the shower curtain. And no, we don't share a room before you ask. Our bathrooms just connect. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And Carmen,
you're still going.
Carmen is like, kind of comes off as very bitchy to people. And people are like, why is her sister so mean? And I'm like, I don't know, bro. Cause like, I like everyone.
You're like, no, she's
and I'm,
not.
Yes, she is. Cause I like everyone and
remember
I'm nice
how
to
I
everyone.
Said you weren't supposed to be mean to me.
Because I like everyone.
And I don't.
But Carmen is very, like, she's, it's weird because sometimes she's really mean, but then other times she's, like, way overly nice. It's so annoying. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that nice description of me, Hadley. Really appreciate that. So I would say that Hadley's super bossy. She likes to boss me around. Ever since we were little, she has always liked to boss me around.
Yeah, and she listens to me.
Yeah, because I just want to spend time with her, because or else she won't spend time with me because she secretly doesn't like me, which I mean, that's okay. But yeah, so she's pretty bossy and also, she always acts like she thinks she knows what's happening. Like, we could be driving in the car, and my mom will have GPS pulled up, and Hadley will start yelling and go, no, that's the wrong way. That's the wrong way. And then we end up going the wrong way, because she takes us the
wrong
direction.
That's because everyone always believes me. I would be a killer boss lady lawyer, so.
Yeah, she sounds very convincing, so, like, everything she said about me sounds very convincing.
Because it's fucking true.
So... yeah. Some people wanted to know about, Hadley, some of the things you liked and some of the things you don't like and what your hobbies were. So if you want to share that.
Some things I like. I really like baking.
But
yeah. I'm not that weird. I also really
weird.
Like...
Weird? How's baking weird?
I don't know. I'm just...
She makes really good banana bread and Christmas cookies.
And I also really like lacrosse and field hockey, except for right now I have an ankle injury, so I'm basically paralyzed.
Except for she can walk and do everything that a paralyzed person can't do.
And... let's see. What else do I like? I like my dog a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I just like chilling outside with people. I go to boarding school, so it's a very social culture. And we're just outside chilling, hanging with a bunch of random people. Like, whoever walks by, I just start talking to them. So that's pretty fun. Some people get really annoyed with me, though, because I talk too much. But,
really?
some things I don't like. I hate worms, like, with a passion. And
why?
Which is gross. Like, I'd rather have a snake. Worms are tiny. I just don't like tiny things. I also really hate super soft pieces of clothing.
I don't
understand. Yeah, I don't like a lot of my teachers, but they seem to like me for some reason.
That's because you're very nice to them and good at school.
It's called being good at being fake.
Guys, it's called being a suck-up in school.
No, I'm just good at being fake.
Yeah, being a suck-up in school. That's what you do.
No.
Yes. That's the same thing as being
fake. All right, fake. What were the other questions?
Oh, so, yeah. So, there's a little bit about Hadley. And she also goes to boarding school, which is pretty cool. It's in Alexandria, Virginia, because, I don't know. Why did you want to go to boarding school?
Because we live in the buttfuck Kentucky. And I just didn't want to stay here, you know? I wanted to go to D.C. and get some more culture in me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's... Yeah, just get it in you.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Inject it. And so that's why I'm just super cool now.
What's the coolest thing about you, Hadley?
I mean, I'm learning how to juggle.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, every sports practice, we start off with juggling. So.
Oh, you mean like with a ball, like kicking it. I thought you meant like a clown.
No, I do mean it.
Oh, like with like oranges?
With tennis balls.
Can you do it?
Well, I said I'm learning how to do it.
Well, so can you do it?
I'm learning.
So no?
No. I also really enjoy TikTok. You guys should all go follow me at Happle18 on TikTok. They're pretty funny, but somehow I'm not famous yet, so.
Yeah, Hadley always has been salty of my TikTok career because I actually went viral, as I have mentioned multiple times, because it's a big flex, you know? But, so, like, summer 2019, I went viral over the stupid video I made about Shawn Mendes, and then...
Okay, but the rest of your TikToks are just cringy. Mine are actually, like, binge-worthy.
Binge-worthy? Mm-hmm. So, everyone go binge Hadley's TikTok channel.
Also, I have a lot of ADHD, so I can't focus on one thing. So sorry if what I'm saying makes no sense. I also can't watch movies.
Yeah, Hadley literally can't watch a movie without pausing it or going on her phone or going on TikTok or anything.
Or standing up and shaking my ass.
Oh, get it. When do you do that?
I don't know. But I'm getting really good at twerking. Hints for all you boys who watch this. Just kidding. It's all girls. That's why.
No, there's like 3% boys. I think it's all Seth.
Oh, hey, shawties. Hey, Seth Boo. What's up?
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Seth. Want to see me twerk?
If you don't remember Seth, Seth was the one I talked to in my Guy Best Friend episode. So if you haven't listened to that, you definitely should. But Seth called me the other day, and he listened to my episode about boobs, and he said it was the funniest thing ever. I don't know how it was funny, but I mean, I guess.
Wait, can I give my personal opinion?
No.
That's not attacking anyone?
She says, I'm not going to attack anyone, and then she's going to attack
Fine,
me.
Fine, I'll just keep my...
Oh, Hadley thinks that was a very stupid topic.
Yes.
Well, it's not your podcast. Everyone, if you want Hadley to start a podcast, please DM me.
And yeah, we'll get her because mine would be so lit, and it'd be, like, basically the complete opposite of Carmen.
Hadley, if you had a podcast, what would you talk about?
Like, whatever I felt like in the moment. I wouldn't make plans and have a journal in front of me. I'd just start recording and start yip-yapping.
This is the first time I've ever had a journal in
front of me. Okay, well, I would just, you know, talk about all the interesting things that I have to say.
Oh.
All right, next question.
Okay, so a lot of you also wanted to know, like, something we thought that was annoying about the other person, and then also our favorite thing, just to, you know, balance it out.
Oh.
So, let's start out with the annoying thing, and I think I'll go first, because I'm sure Hadley needs to think of all her stuff, because I'm sure she will have a lot to say. And also, guys, we do love each other. We just like to joke around.
Not joking.
Shut up. So, yeah. Cool. If you have siblings, you understand. If you don't, then...
If you're an only child, get out.
Die. No.
Carmen, you can't wish death upon someone.
Sorry, guys. It's just because my ex-boyfriend was an only child, so I have PTSD.
Yeah, he's a redhead. Carmen only likes ginger.
No, I dated one ginger, and now everyone says that.
If you're watching this, hey, Nate Scudder.
Hey. So, something that really annoys me about Hadley is that she'll leave the shower curtain purposely open just to annoy me, and I literally have to get out of my bed to shut it, because you guys know if you don't shut your shower curtain all the way, it literally molds, and she just is trying to wish mold upon our bathroom. Oh, you know, our bathroom is haunted by a ghost. Literally, a mysterious razor just showed up. So now whenever we go into the bathroom... I swear
it was you.
It's not me. Now every time we go in the bathroom, we have to greet the ghost.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. We just walk past our shower, say hey. So, yeah. Nothing really annoys me about Hadley. I mean, I guess a lot does, but there's too much to say, so I don't know. That was the first thing that I came up with. I love Hadley. You go. Be nice.
So I'm just gonna only
trigger
say
trigger warning attacking no. Carmen. You know how they have those on TikTok?
I'm just gonna say the nice annoying things and keep the other 10,000 annoying things to myself.
Ouch.
So one annoying thing is Carmen, like I said before, is very OCD, and it's so annoying because I'm just like, I'm messy, but I'm also clean. Carmen is just like...
I don't know if I would call you clean.
Carmen is also just like a freak. I'm organized in a messy way, though. Like, I never lose anything except for my ankle brace, which I really need right now.
How do you lose an ankle brace?
I don't know. I'm also on house arrest.
Yeah. She robbed a store.
Yeah, Carmen's related to a bank robber. Okay, anyways, no, that's a different story for another time. And, yeah, Carmen's taking an Instagram thing of me, so go check that out. And let's see here. We're talking about annoying things. So, like I said before, the OCD. And also, she's so... fake to friends. When I said I was good at being fake, that's like fake in a good way.
I am not fake to friends.
Yeah, dude, you are so fake to Seth. You're like, oh, I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, that's because I don't want to talk to him. How's that fake?
Okay, and let's see. I don't know. You make this weird pouty face all the time that literally gets you your way whenever you want to, and that is very annoying. And those are all the nice things I have to say.
Nice things?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I even want to know the mean things then. You know, sometimes Hadley can hurt my feelings, guys.
And then she makes a big deal out of it. No, when she slaps the shit out of me, I don't say anything. But when I beat her, she... No, we're not abusive, don't worry. But like, whenever I beat the shit out of her, she starts screaming.
So,
like, it's not that
deep. I would
just
like to say that we are siblings, so everything we say here, just know that we still love each other, and that it's just sibling things, and that it's okay to fight with your siblings, and it's okay to not...
I say this stuff with my friends, what are you talking about? And they still love me.
I still love you, I'm saying that, I'm just telling them, because maybe they think that you're really being mean.
Never.
Guys, Hadley is never mean to me, ever. Okay, so something that... Now we have to say our favorite things about each other.
That's hard.
There's so many things. How do I choose one?
Let's see.
Well,
I
was gonna go
Okay,
first.
Then choose one.
Well, I gotta think. Oh, I really appreciate how hard Hadley works in school, and I think she really motivates me to try harder because I see how much work she puts in, and usually for school, I mean, I don't try that hard. I mean, and so when I see what Hadley's doing, she motivates me to do better, and she always works really hard to get what she wants.
I am going to compliment Carmen on her... there's not really a word, but you're like, whenever I tell you to do something, you do it, and that's awesome.
So, see, bossing me around.
No, but I applaud you for doing that. Like, you're nice whenever I ask you to do something sometimes, but then when you don't, that's
Hadley,
when I have
this
to,
is, hey, no,
whenever
this is
you're not nice,
nice,
whenever you're not nice, I have to pull out the knife.
Guys, Hadley literally chased me around the kitchen one time with a knife. like a big ass kitchen knife.
It's fine. It still goes.
With a big ass kitchen knife chasing me around the kitchen. You know, one of those that looks like a butcher knife? Yeah. One of those. One of those.
Okay, but actually my compliment is that you're nice.
It's okay. I know you have trouble saying nice things about me. I appreciate your effort.
I just said that you're nice. Mm-hmm.
Well. Okay. So, also, a lot of people were wondering about, like, twin telepathy. Like, is it a thing? Or, at least, is it a thing for you?
Well, so sometimes we just say the same things, but we don't actually feel twin telepathy. You know what I mean? Like, we don't just send brain messages to each other.
What are you talking about, Hadley? Yes, we do.
No, but sometimes, what was it? The other day, we texted the exact same thing at the exact same time in our group chat.
Oh, yeah.
But I forget what it was. But, like, just weird stuff. Or we're both, like, thinking the same thing and then look at each other and laugh. But, nah.
Yeah, but also, I think you can do that with anyone who's, like, your close friend or that you're at least around a lot. Because I know I've had friends that, like, I can just look at them and we're both thinking the same thing. But also, something really weird that, I don't know if it's twin telepathy, but, like, just, like, a weird twin thing was last year for our 16th birthday, we literally got each other the same gifts. And it wasn't even, like, a normal gift. It was literally a blanket with our dog printed on it. And we both got that for each other. We didn't talk to each other. We didn't know. And it was just super weird. And, I mean, I really thought I had a really great gift idea and then Hadley just copied me.
What?
I'm kidding. We both... Don't you think that was a really good gift idea, though?
Mm-hmm.
My Tilly blanket is actually sitting in my room. Oh, yeah. Tilly's our dog. Did we say that?
Yes, bruh. Tilly's my soulmate.
It's bruh girl.
Oh.
You should have the bruh girl podcast.
No. I'm not gender excluding. What about all those squirrels and, like, them?
Helicopters?
Yeah, out there. Like, I can't just name it the girl. I'm going to come up with a creative name.
It's called having a niche, Hadley.
What is a niche?
It's where you have a specific audience. You can't have something that caters to everyone, because or else then it just doesn't make sense.
Yes, I can. I'm Hadley Applegate.
Have you watched any business plan ever?
Carmen, I'm good at what I do.
Boop. Okay. So, yeah. Twin telepathy may or may not be a thing. We don't know. But we've experienced some weird things, as we said. Just the birthday gift being probably the weirdest one. I mean, I thought it was kind of weird. Our mom thought it was the craziest thing ever. She was obsessing over it for like a month. And whenever she saw someone, she would tell them about it. Like, I remember carpooling with someone to school, and she talked about it the whole way to school. And it literally takes us a good 30 minutes to get to school. It took her the whole time she was talking about it. No one else thought it was that cool. I mean, I thought it was cool.
I didn't.
You didn't?
Nah.
You just thought we got each other the same gifts and that's, like, normal?
Yeah.
The exact same Tilly blankets.
Yes.
So Hadley thinks it's normal, but I mean, I don't know. Okay.
My grandma sent me a square silk thing and I don't know what to do with it.
I think it's a scarf.
How? How is this a scarf?
I don't know. Yeah, our grandma sent us these really cute
cards. She's really
cute.
If you're listening to this, hey, Nana.
I don't think she knows about the podcast.
Yeah, Carmen keeps this a secret because she's embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed, just no one cares.
Oh. All right.
Okay, so just some random questions that people asked us that I guess we'll both answer, but Hadley can answer first if she wants. But have you ever liked the same boy?
Nope. Carmen has a completely different type, and that is skinny, scrawny redheads.
That is not true.
Okay, no. The answer is no. No, we have not.
Okay, and so speaking of types, Hadley, what would you say your ideal type is?
A good person.
Hadley, you can't just say that.
A sexy man.
Tyrese?
No, he's not pretty. He's just, like, has a great personality.
Oh, yeah. So, Hadley is obsessed with this UK basketball player.
Actually, he plays for the 76ers now because he's in the NBA.
Well, yeah. So this NBA player named Tyrese Maxey, who played for the University of Kentucky, which is in the city where we live, and she was obsessed with him. Literally last year for her birthday,
still is.
She got a Tyrese Maxey jersey.
My car is named after him.
Yeah, her car she named Tyrese.
But I promise I'm not a stalker.
Yes, we all believe that. One time, I think your obsession began. We were at a Kentucky football game, and Hallie saw Tyrese driving in a car, and she started yelling at him, and he waved.
Yeah, no, he was like, "What's up?" And so that's when our connection really sparked, and I knew who was the one.
Yeah, that's when their relationship began, and she's been stalking him ever since.
Okay, but he knows who I am. He sent me a video saying happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, Hadley Snapchatted him, and he just left her on open.
No, that was an accident.
What do you mean it was an accident?
He definitely meant to respond. But, yeah, he's pretty sexy, but I wouldn't call him my type. I'd call his attitude, like, he has a really good personality.
So, wouldn't you want someone who's, like, funny and athletic? Yeah. Would you say that?
Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. So.
But not weird.
Okay. So, my ideal type, I would say, is, I don't know, they have to be, I don't really care if someone's very athletic, just because I'm not athletic.
I care.
Yeah, I know, that's because you're athletic. Guys, Hadley's really good at sports.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you are. But probably, I don't know, someone who likes to read. That's
cool. Oh, what? My gosh.
What?
I like people who like to read.
No, I saw this really cute TikTok. It was a couple, and they were reading together, and I tagged my friend in it, and I was just like, I want someone to read with me.
I'm sorry, but that's, like, the opposite of what I want.
Yeah, and that's okay.
I hate reading. And reading with someone? Yeah. Okay, keep going.
We literally did that before, though, with friends. Over the summer,
that's because it was like homework.
We had a summer reading party. It wasn't for fun. Yeah, it was not fun. It was very awkward.
Yeah, Seth and I kept getting distracted. Hey, boo, Seth, if you're here.
Oh, yeah. Remember Seth that and night? Hadley both day? Get very, sorry. Very distracted, if you couldn't tell. So the two only guests I will have on this podcast are two who get distracted the whole time. Currently, right now, Hadley is watching satisfying videos on Snapchat. So, yeah. But anyway.
All right, next question.
Next question. Do you guys have the same friends?
In middle school, when we went to the same school for 11 years, kind of, but towards eighth grade, like, I made some new friends that you were, like, friendly with, but not friends.
Yeah.
But now, like, we share three friends, but besides that, we have each other, we have own friends.
Don't you mean four?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because also, Hadley goes to boarding school, so she has a lot of different friends. And, I mean, I know some of her, like, close friends at boarding school. But, I mean, we're not really friends. We're just, like, I guess friendly because they're good friends with Hadley. But then, yeah, at home, we have, like, a little friend group, I guess, when everyone's back in town. But we all kind of go to different schools. So it's more like a summer thing, I guess, kind of. I don't know. But,
like, no, yeah. We don't have the same friends. Also, we like different people. Like, people Carmen, there are people Carmen doesn't like at her school that I would be friends with if I went there. And, like, I am friendly with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think just relating to friends, like, in middle school, it kind of sucked having, like, all of our friends being the same because, like, it felt like just because one of us was friends with them, everyone else thought they had to be friends with the other person. Just because, like, we were twins and we went to the same school.
No, but I feel like in lower school, we had different friends, kind of.
Yeah, I know, but don't you think, like, in middle school, like, getting invited to things, like, if I was friends with someone, you would be invited. And then, like, if you were friends with someone, I would be invited, even though we're not, like, friends with them.
It was just awkward because our mom made us go even though we weren't friends with the person. She's like, well, it's Carmen's good friend. You need to go. And I'm like, but I don't, like, they just invited me out of pity, like I'm not their friend. But, yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting how people always group twins together. And it's like, we don't have the same friends.
Yeah.
And we obviously don't have the same personality, if you
If I tell. If I got invited I mean, if Karma got invited somewhere and I didn't get, like, let's say Lindsay invited you somewhere I didn't, like, I would not give a shit. And I bet if, like, I don't know, Maya or Lucy or someone invited me somewhere, you wouldn't care.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I think people just do it out of pity, I guess, or they think they're going to be leaving the other person out. But I mean, if we're not, like, if we're not both friends with you, then it doesn't really make sense. And then it's just, like, the whole thing's kind of awkward, but I think in general people always just group twins together and assume that we're the same. I mean, maybe that's because identical twins, I mean, you look the same, so you assume the actual people are the same, which is totally not true, because Hadley and I are pretty opposite, I guess. And yeah, but I mean, also some people were like wondering about this. I got a few questions, but like asking about like, how do you not fight with your siblings? Do you guys fight a lot? And I mean, I just think a part about being siblings with anyone is that you fight, you argue, and I think that's totally normal. And but I mean, if you fight a lot with your sibling, just like, I don't know, try to hear their perspective, try to listen to them. What would you do, Hadley, to say for someone who wants to fight less with their sibling? Like, how would you go about doing that?
Do you want to hear the first thing that came to my mind?
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of them so they shut up. But
no, but it's don't fight with them, not fight with them.
Oh,
like if someone, like, someone I just asks, leave. Like, how do you fight with your sibling? Yeah, you can leave the room, just leave.
Carmen,
the
I don't think they're asking for advice. So let's
Hadley,
move on.
No, actually, Hadley, these are, I'm answering questions people asked.
Oh,
so I'm not just like making this up. So yeah, but we fight, I would say, a fair amount. We argue a lot, I guess. I don't know. I mean, but I usually after we argue, it's just fine. Right? Hadley?
Yeah.
Okay. So, next question. What is your favorite thing to do with me? Like, what is something that you like, that we like do together that you like?
If well, you, this past weekend and week, she helped me with my English project, which was really great.
Oh, yeah, her English project, it was super good. It was, like, a painting of her interpretation of this book. And it was, like, on a canvas, and it looked really good, and it was fun. And my favorite thing to do with Hadley is to go on car rides. I like driving around with Hadley, or as in Hadley drives, because in case you didn't know, I only have my permit and I don't really like driving, so Hadley drives. She has her restricted because we just turned 17 today, so, yeah. But Hadley drives, so I've never really felt like I needed to drive, I guess, but also I don't really want to drive. But it's fun riding in the car with her, and we get to take Tilly to the park, which is really fun, and I like doing that. Also, listening to music in the car is fun. Okay. Did you like going to the same school or going to different schools?
Different.
Better.
Different.
Why?
Different. Because we had our own friends. We had our own lives. We weren't referred to as the Applegate twins. I don't know. It's just so much better. And teachers aren't like, oh, how's your sister? I don't know. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I think that's also true, but everyone would, in middle school and, like, at the school we went to before, they would just call us, like, oh, Hadley's sister, or Carmen's sister, or, yeah, the Applegate twins, and it's, like, you're grouped with the other person, which is kind of weird, just, like, for identity stuff, because especially, like, starting to go to a different school, I mean, it's, like, we haven't gone to a school, we weren't really separated, so that was just, like, a weird transition, but I think I also like going to different schools better. Because I think it's good, because then there's less, like, comparison and stuff, and we don't have to see each other.
We will definitely not be going to the same college.
Yeah, no. We also aren't really interested, I don't think, in the same college, because don't you want to go to, like, a bigger school? And, yeah, so Hadley wants to go to a bigger school. I want to go to a more medium school, probably, like, New England or something. What do you think? Where do you want to go? Or do you have an idea?
Like, UCLA, USC.
Yeah, because Hadley actually visited a lot of UC schools last spring break. Literally, like, right before COVID hit and stuff, or like right when it was starting, I don't remember. But yeah, so she's really into that. Wasn't UCLA your favorite?
Yeah, but I also liked UC Santa Barbara, and also, but I don't know if I'd go there because it's kind of like Santa Barbara's like kind of too small. Not the people that go there, but like, I don't know. I want to be in a big city. But yeah, I like LA.
Yeah, so we'll probably be, like, for college very far apart, which, I mean, is fine. But, like, you know, each year things change. And, yeah. Do you have anything you want to add?
Nope.
Oh, someone wanted to know if we played Among Us.
Oh, bro. Whoever asked this, like, you need to join with me. I've never in my life been an imposter, but I've played so many times, and I'm so good at guessing who the imposter is. But it's really weird, because I play at least, like, once a day, and I've never been imposter. But I am really good. I like to be pink, even though I hate pink. I don't know. I just feel like it's a good Among Us color. But, yeah, I am... I feel like I would be such a good detective or, like, lawyer or something, you feel?
I think you'd be a good lawyer.
Yeah.
Or I think you should actually, no, you should pursue, like, a gamer girl.
No, ew. What?
I was joking. But I actually have only played Among Us once, and I didn't really understand, so I deleted it. But, yeah, Hadley likes it, so that's cool. Let's see.
That's so awkward. I just sent a Snapchat to my advisory group saying, like, you know the Snapchat filter that is, like, cause of death? And mine was cause of death, ass too fat. And I just sent that to my whole advisory, and they just left me on open. I guess they agree with me, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's awkward. Hadley, what are some of the challenges you faced at boarding school?
Well, the first year was hard, just getting used to the environment. I would say, like, it was kind of hard to make friends, but it was more hard just to get used to everything. But now it's fine. Like, I basically know everyone's name at the entire school and all the teachers. And, like, when I walk past, people say, hey. When we're outside, say, hey. So it's good. I feel... comfortable there. Like, I can literally do anything and people will know. Like, I embarrass myself a lot, but people know that's just, like, me doing weird things that I do.
Like, so, what?
I don't know, just, like, in the middle of the night, like, screaming outside, having dance parties on strip, like, just wandering around and, like,
how is that embarrassing?
Well, I'm just loud. Like, I just say things. Or
Hadley's very loud.
Just, like, going up to people and saying random stuff. I don't know.
Hadley, are you closer with me than your other siblings?
Nah, I'd say we're all equal. Like, you, me, and Reed.
Yeah. I mean, but also, we sometimes kind of team up on Reed.
No, you and Reed team up on me.
So we all kind of sometimes team up on each other at different times. So it kind of just depends. Because if Reed's annoying, then I'm closer with Hadley. But then if Hadley's annoying, then I'll try to be with Reed. But then Reed just annoys me, so I can't be with him for too long. Also, he's kind of mean. But also, that's probably just because he's a teenage boy and thinks he's really cool when he's not. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just have two more questions, Hadley. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel pressured to be alike because you're twins?
Oh, hell nah. No. I don't think it's good if we're alike. Like, I honestly feel like it should be the opposite.
So, would you say that you try your best to be, like, opposite of me?
Well, I don't try to be opposite of you. I just am. Like, we literally have... barely anything in common, you know?
I mean, we're related.
Well, that I'm saying that we like to do.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I rather go out at night, hang out with people, but you rather, like, stay home and stuff. I don't know. We're just, like, No, I don't try to be like you, and I don't try not to be like you. I just be myself.
Yeah, I think so, too. I never have really tried to be like Hadley. I think the only thing I've tried to do is try to get, like, Hadley to hang out with me. Because,
Yeah, she begs me all the time.
Because sometimes she doesn't want to because she's too busy with school or she just doesn't feel like it. But, like, I've never felt pressured to act similarly to her. And, I mean, I think also our parents have tried really hard, especially when we were younger, to make sure that we knew we didn't, like, have to be the same and that it was okay if we were different and then that was actually good. And we didn't need to be the same, which I think was cool. And also it kind of helps that we're not, like, identical twins. I mean, I'm sure that must be really difficult because, I mean, if you look the same. But then also that'd be cool because then you could, like, trick people into thinking you're the other one. That kind of sounds fun.
Yeah, but no one actually does that. Like, there are three sets of identical twins at my school, and you can tell them apart.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. But I always just wanted to do that, like, in, like, a movie. Or, like, I saw a TikTok where two identical twins were, like, talking one time, to their dad. Oh, okay.
One time, we were at the beach, and my mom started talking to this family, and it was a boy and a girl twin, and my mom asked if they were identical. One is literally a boy, and the other is a girl. Like, I'm sorry, but that just made me, that was just such a bra moment.
Oh, yeah. In case you didn't know and are confused, you can't be identical twins if you are opposite
gender.
Yeah. That doesn't work because our cousins are actually boy-girl twins, which is cool because my mom and her sister both had twins, which is weird. I hope we don't have twins. That's a lot of work. But so, yeah, we have younger cousins who are twins, and they are most definitely not identical. They look just more like normal siblings. I mean, I would say we looked like normal siblings. Like, if you didn't know, you can't tell we're twins except for we kind of look like we're around the same age. But, like, otherwise, not really, because Hadley kind of looks older than me, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Last and final question. Are you excited?
For what?
Are you not listening? Last and final question.
Yeah. Am I excited for what?
The question.
Oh, I mean, sure.
No, she's sad because it's almost over. Okay. Do you get jealous of your twin?
No.
Do you want to elaborate?
I mean, like, no. There's nothing you do that makes me jealous.
Oh.
So except for, like, sometimes you get good grades. Actually, like, most of the time you get better grades than me. Like, her school is just, she's in, all AP classes, and her AP classes are easier than my non-AP classes.
Yeah, that's actually true. But I would say that I do get jealous of Hadley in, like, a lot of places, especially, like, socially, because Hadley's really good at, like, talking to people, and especially when we're hanging out with our friends, she just gets along with people really well.
Yeah, he is.
And I just don't. I kind of get sick of hanging out with people. Even if they're, like, my good friend, I just, like, I can't. And so I wish I was better at being, like, social and doing better in social situations. And then, yeah, I would say pretty much socially. And then also athletically, Hadley's, like, a really good athlete and really good at sports, and I've never been very good at sports or anything. I mean, I haven't really had the interest, but I just always thought it would be cool to be, like, really good at, like, a sport or something, which Hadley is really good at lacrosse and field hockey.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you are, Hadley. She's being very modest, but she's really good. I mean, compared to a lot of people, Hadley, you're pretty good. But, yeah. So I would say yes, but, like, not in a bad sense, just, like, in a way that I want to be better. Not, like, I'm mad at her for doing this better than me. It's just, like, I wish I could do that better, so I'm gonna try to be better at this. But, like, I would say it's more of a positive thing than something negative, because I don't think it's bad to be jealous of people. I mean, unless it's, like, ruining your life. I mean, it can motivate you to try harder in certain things that you might want to work on.
Thanks for coming to the podcast.
That's not the ending. Hadley doesn't know how to end because she's never listened to one of these episodes in her entire life. True or false?
So comment.
True or false?
True, duh. So comment what you think of me, if I should maybe take over the podcast. Can't comment. Oh. Think in your brains and say it out loud.
You can DM me. So just like a few final reminders. Make sure to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. Especially if you like this episode and liked hearing Hadley.
I will not be back for another episode.
Yes.
So this is the last time you will hear from me.
Yes. So if you liked having Hadley on and learning about twins and just sister stuff, then make sure to leave a review. And then also in the description of this episode, you can find a link to my blog, the podcast website, just a lot of other fun things if you want to check them out. And also anything that we mentioned in this episode will also be down below.
And like what?
I don't know. Like whatever we mentioned.
We didn't mention anything.
So then there's going to be nothing. Okay. But then also follow me on Instagram at the Girly Girl Podcast.
Yeah, me too.
That's not her Instagram. So Hadley's Instagram will be in the description if you want to follow her. I don't know. What's your Instagram, Hadley?
A secret.
Yeah, so it's going to be in the description below. And you can follow her if you want. I think she's public. Are you public?
No.
She is not public. So if she accepts your follow request, then congrats. You get to follow her. If not, then you can look at her profile picture.
If you look sus, then I'm not accepting.
Okay, so yeah, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and stay tuned for next week's episode. And this was really fun, and I'm so happy you came on, Hadley.
Yep. Thanks.
Okay, bye.